Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Musk News Pod. My name is Will Walden, and today we're going to be talking about the Tesla truck. Okay, so Elon Musk says it is the coolest car I've ever seen, and he's looking to reveal this coolest car in November at the earliest. And he sent out a tweet, right? So he sent out a tweet that said, November, most likely. After Vincent said, hi, Elon, any chance to have the pickup truck unveiling event before the end of October? Need to schedule my next biz trip and don't want to miss the exciting event. Thank you. And that was Elon's response. November. So hopefully we get to see this thing in November. I'm really pumped about it. Rumors are flying around about what kind of, I guess, horsepower that it would have, how much power it's going to have, what it's going to be able to tow. Is it going to be better than the new Ford F-150 electric truck, which is going to probably happen in early of 2021. So if they unveil the Tesla truck before then we could have a little bit of a market share bump for Tesla in the truck industry. Now, Elon also says it's going to be like a really futuristic, like cyberpunk Blade Runner pickup trucks. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be amazing. This will be heart-stopping. It stops my heart. It's like, oh, it's great. It's going to have a lot of titanium, he also says. About a minute in, we flashed a teaser pic of Tesla cyberpunk truck. That's what Elon Musk said in a tweet before. So there's teasers out there for it. I want to see this thing. There's renders. People have shown different parts of it, little bits here and there. But if it's going to be different than the Ford F-150, if it's not going to look traditional, I think that's going to be a good thing. Because this electric EV revolution needs to push forward with the designs. Notice how when Tesla started making the Model S, it's a luxury sedan, right? It's a beautiful, beautiful car. It looks a little bit futuristic, a little bit normal, but it looked better than any other sedan out on the market. More sleek lines, better developed, better designed. So hopefully this truck is different than the Ford F-150 in its appearance. And hopefully it has more power. Hopefully it has better pickup and better handling than the Ford model. Because then there's no excuse not to get it. That's what people are waiting for. They're waiting for something better. And there's brand loyalty around Ford, of course, and Chevy and etc. Gas-powered vehicles have been around for a long time. And there's a lot of motorheads out there that love their gas trucks. I know a lot of them. I know a lot of them. I come from a place where we do a lot of logging. We do a lot of hauling. Right? I'm from the forest, basically. So I see these kind of trucks, these big old trucks, gas guzzlers, huge, loud trucks. And if you put something out there, it's going to be super quiet. You can't hear it, but it looks pretty cool. And it has better pickup, no pun intended, better power, etc. Well, there's no excuse to get it if the price is right. So, my friends, we only have to wait till November to see this thing, and it's going to be stunning. I can't wait for it to come out, because if it's going to change the look of trucks going forward, I can't wait. Trucks have been the same for a really long time, big and bulky and tough and manly. But this, a cyberpunk truck, this could be something cool. So my friends, November, that's it. We only have to wait till November, and then we will have the Tesla truck unveiling. So I want to say thank you to everybody who's been listening to the show. This is the second episode. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate it. I also have another podcast called Space News Pod. Check that out. It's on every platform ever. And also thank you to my sponsors, and thank you to everyone who's listening to the show. Let's take a quick sponsor break. And we're back. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to spend it here with me on the Musk News Pod. My name is Will Walden, and I'll see you soon.